Blog Talk
Radio. It's like I can't let you go.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Jewel. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I finally got you through. I don't know what was going on, but I was kind of surprised. I really want on the show, but I don't know what's going on. Can you do me a favor before we talk and introduce yourself, let everyone know who you are?
Yes. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Hi, everyone. This is Jewel. I'm the former First Lady of Death Row Records, the new VP of Best Hand Entertainment.
Okay. So what's been going on with you? What you were currently working on?
I wrote a book called My Blood, My Sweat, and My Tears, and I also did a soundtrack to the book, which is self-titled the same thing, My Blood, My Sweat, My Tears, and it's soon to be released October the 25th, 2011.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said a book. What is this book about? I know the title, but what is this book based on? Why did you decide to write the book?
Well, it's a book that is like, I call it my testimonial, and it touches on everything that happened to me in my life from the time that I grew up coming out of the church all the way up to my experiences when I was on death row and then beyond that. And inside the book, there's a lot of, you know, information that I reveal that can, you know, help people. I talk about my faults and my strengths and how I could have done things a little bit differently, maybe to get some different results. And then I talk about some things that happened that I wasn't in control of that happened to me, and I pretty much had to find ways to deal with it. There were some anger issues of, you know, the way Death Row was doing business back in the days and, you know, wasn't paying the artists. So some of that stuff is in there. And it's a lot of information. And, you know, I've done several interviews and people say, well, why did you wait till now? And, you know, why are you attacking Dr. Dre and, you know, different things. But I didn't do the book to be vindictive against anyone. I did it to sort of cleanse myself and be able to move to the next level, which is, you know, now I'm co-owner of a record label, and I have artists underneath me, and, you know, I'm going to be pretty much running my own show, so some things have to come out in order for you to move forward, and if it hurts some people, you know, the truth hurts, and you just have to deal with it.
Now, don't be offensive, but you're not doing this for any type of fame or publicity, are you? Hello? Drew? Hello?
Yes, I don't know what just happened there.
Okay. Now, when people read this book, what do you expect them to get out of once they read this book?
I don't know. You know how I can read something and I'll get a different interpretation than if you read it, you get a different interpretation. So I would just tell them to read it for themselves. There's a lot of information. Like, I've been involved in abusive relationships where, you know, my choice in men wasn't up to standards as far as the value of myself. So in certain areas, I devalued myself based on the choices, you know, that I made. So it'll help young women, you know, kind of notice your worth first and, you know, teach them maybe to love yourself. And instead of looking for love in other people and other places, you have to love yourself first, because if you don't, you'll compromise your integrity sometimes and even your morals just to have that, you know, companionship. My dad, I knew who he was, but he wasn't in my life like I would have wanted him to be, so that caused a lot of problems, you know, just being a woman, a young girl. With my emotions. So it's a lot of stuff in the book that'll help you look at yourself. And if you're an honest person and you really want to change and be the best that you can be, you'll look at yourself and you'll do something about it. You know, some people, they're happy the way that they are, and all they think about is themselves. I want to help people not make the same mistakes that I did. You know, these young entertainers, they need to know that friendship is one thing, business is another. So, you know, if you've come to an impasse and dealing with some professional issues, then you need to hire someone that's in your best issue, you know, on your behalf, that's going to fight for you. And, you know, I didn't have that. So it's like now I have a totally different approach, the way I handle things. And the situation at Death Row is a little bit different, because even if you had representation, if he didn't want to pay you, he drug his foot out and dodged a bullet, you know, many times to treat you the way he wanted to treat you. So that's a very different situation, I would say, from any other labels and how they're ran, because it was really based on feelings, emotion, and when you mix the streets with music, you get chaos.
Right. Now, I'll show you the word Death Row after a major, I believe, a 360 has different changes over there. Would you ever go back to an artist?
For me, I doubt it. I mean, the situation would have to be very, very lucrative, for one, because, you know, Death Row withheld a lot of monies from me that I should have gotten. So, you know, I would never say never about anything, but as it stands right now, me being my own boss and being able to be in charge of my career, I mean, I doubt it. And they have an album that was in the vault when the new people bought the label that's going to be coming out in November, of some old songs on me that has never been released, you know, some unreleased material. So they're going to put that out. But as far as doing a new project over there, as it stands right now, no.
Now, when they release this project, will you receive any type of royalties from the Bad Project?
I'm pretty much letting the attorneys handle that.
Okay.
There's been some talks about it. I know when I talked to the president, he did say that they wanted to take care of me as far as, you know, like my artist royalties and different things. So hopefully they do the right thing, you know, but it's like they've dealt with several artists over there, and things haven't been done very well, because they're looking at, they spent a lot of money to get this catalog, this Death Row catalog, and they're not looking at the fact that, okay, Suge never paid a lot of these artists, and yet you have the catalog, so you at least need to try to at least be fair with the artists if you want to do something with them. Otherwise, you're going to have all this material and it never gets, you know, performed by the artists because they're not happy. So, you know, I can't tell another company how to do business. You know, I can just really, like, speak for me and my brother. His name is Big Russ. He and I, we formed the company, Best Hand Entertainment. We have artists that's on our label, and I'm going to treat them, you know, with respect, and also pay them for the work that they do, because that's really all a person wants. If I work, I want to get paid.
Right.
You don't work, you don't eat. So.
let me back up a little bit. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Chicago. And I moved to Los Angeles when I was about 10 years old.
Okay.
You know, and I go back and forth to Chicago. We have our family reunions out there. You know, the Caples family is really, really big. We have a big family. So family is more important, you know, very important to me. And it started out with the artists on Death Row. We were more like family. I wouldn't even say we were like, you know, just cordially artists. We were more like family. We laughed together, played together, we stayed together, you know. And then that recipe was broken up by Mr. Knight, you know. So we had different artists on our label. Some were from, you know, one particular area in Los Angeles, and then some were from another area. And in the beginning, we all worked together. And then toward the end, one area begin to try to dominate the other area, and that's, you know, when it became a problem. You know, we got Bloods and Crips on the label, and they're, you know, against each other even on the label. So it just, everything just got messed up, you know. So
now, where can the listeners pick up the book at? When it says October 21st, correct?
October the 25th, 2011.
Okay,
you'll be
I'm
able.
Sorry.
You'll be able to go to besthandent@gmail.com or put in JewelCaples.com, and it'll take you to the site where you can purchase the ebook, a digital copy of the book, and as well as a soundtrack. The physical copies are coming out later, like in December. And I'm going to use a lot of those physical copies to do my in-stores because I want to actually meet the people that have supported me and who want a physical signed copy of the book. So that's kind of how I'm going to do my strategy as far as, you know, like the hard copies.
Well, let us know over here when you do your in-store copies within, you know, Tri-State area. And my station will definitely do free promotions for you, and I'll definitely come out and show support to you.
Ooh,
okay?
Thank you so much. I would love to have you.
No problem. Just let us know. Keep looking, and I'm gonna keep my word. We want the good people over here in radio.
Yeah.
Come out.
So where are you located?
Oh, we're in New York. We're in New York.
Oh, in the NYC.
We're in NYC.
I love the NYC. The NYC and Miami never sleeps. I love hanging out there.
Yes, I
get nothing but love when I go there. So, yeah.
Yeah, she's the place to be.
Uh-huh. I mean,
so
Cali is still where it's at. Don't get me wrong, but New York is cool.
I love Chicago too. I did a couple of radio shows out there, so it's pretty cool out there.
Yeah. And people, you know, they always say, well, you know, they always thought I was from the West Coast. And I guess if you move there when you're 10, they consider you to be, you know, West Coast. So I don't deny my West Coast roots, but I'm originally from Chicago. And there's a lot of differences as far as the areas where you come from. Sometimes we're people of our word and we kind of work on morals. And it just was a little difficult for me to deal with a lot of L.A., mentality because it was like it was on some whole other stuff.
Right,
so
right.
It's been rough to deal with it, but you know, I'm a chameleon. I can fit in. I can fit in pretty much anywhere I go.
So besides the book, what's going on with the music? And what can we expect from some music from you?
Well, the soundtrack, I'll talk a little bit of the soundtrack to the book. The soundtrack is more like when Dr. Dre did his Chronic album. So you had a lot of songs from Dr. Dre, but then you had songs from the artists as well that collaborated with him. The soundtrack, My Blood, My Sweat, My Tears, it's a lot like that. It opens up with an artist by the name of The Poet, which is Natasha Player, and she does a lyrical masterpiece in poetic form to introduce the soundtrack. So it's really a good scene to have because it has a lot of different genres of things on it. And then we have Bobby Seale. He's out of Detroit, and he's going to be like the next megastar coming out of Detroit. We have Casso and Remy, and it's a lot of undiscovered talent from Detroit. And I did 6 songs on there that's solo songs by myself, and then a lot of it is just what I did when I was on Death Row as far as doing hooks and collaborations with the artists. So it's a really, really good CD, I would say, because I put it in my car and I can play from number one all the way down to the end, you know, and then I'll just play it again. So it stays in the car. I wanted to make sure when Russell and I were putting together this soundtrack, we wanted to make sure at least the songs in the soundtrack reflected a lot of the pain and issues that I went through in the book. So it's like
right. It's
a supportive musical vision of what the book is about. So it's good, you know, and I tell people it's more than one song or 2 songs on there that you're going to enjoy And I feel they'll do it pretty much like I do it. They'll put it in and play from number one all the way down, and it's good music. It's positive music. And you're going to like it.
Okay. Why don't you give out your website so my listeners can find out more information about you?
Yes, well, I have Facebook, so you can put in Jewel Caples, J-E-W-E-L-L, last name Caples, C-A-P-L-E-S, and do the Facebook. I have a fan page as well on there. We have bestenent@gmail.com. It's a site to go to. And we have the JewelCaples.com, which you can go to that on October the 25th and purchase the ebook as well as the CD. It's been some discussions. It hasn't been confirmed. It'll be confirmed in the next couple of days where the CD will also be available in the soundtrack will be available in Walmart and Best Buy and a couple of, I think, iTunes, a couple of other places. But it's yet to be announced, and I'm hoping that that is so because it's really some good material and people, you know, will love it. And I also want to say we lost a very, very valuable contribution to the hip-hop community with Nate Dogg, and Snoop Dogg started a fund for his kids, and you can go to www.blackcelebkids.com. And make some donations to the trust fund for his kids. And he also started one, and you can go to www.snoopdogg.com, and there is a Nate Dogg Memorial Trust that you can give donations to. Now, in the book, it talks about some domestic violence situations that I have been involved in, and I sort of teamed up with the Hopes and Dreams Foundation, and it's to stop the cycle of abuse against women. And if you want to give any type of support or donations to that, you can go to www.hadfund.org, and it's the Hopes and Dreams Foundation. So we're geared to, you know, help a lot of people, but, you know, we need to support, you know, our people. And it's sad that when Nate Dogg passed, he didn't really have the funds that he should have. But, you know, we don't have to let his kids not have an advantage of not going to college and, you know, just being able to live a normal life. If we can all just give 50 cents or a dollar, it all adds
right.
up, you know?
Right. Well, we send our deep sympathy to Anito and his family, and we're total shocked over here when we got the news.
Yeah.
Joel, we thank you so much for stopping by the show, and thank you so much. Much continued success with everything. And please keep in touch with the show. Definitely let me know when you do your
yes.
info, and I'm definitely going to be there, okay?
Do you have a email that you can, a work email or a personal email you can give me, Tommy?
Tommy, yeah. Blog Talk Radio Station.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
And I just put in Tommy Hodge?
No. That's my email address.
Oh, okay.
That's my email address. You can email me there anytime.
Okay, I am, because I want to send you a couple of exclusives.
Okay.
So you can hear it, and you know, maybe it's something we can let the listeners hear to help them go and get the CD. I know they sent out a song called Hotspot. I don't know if you got the link or if you heard it yet. Did you get that one yet?
I don't think I did. I don't think I got that.
Okay. Well, I'll get it to you. It's a club banger, and
okay.
It's something nice, and but we'll get you, like, that song and a couple of more so you can, you know, be able to listen to it. And, you know, by you being in radio and everything, you can give me thumbs up or thumbs down. I take all criticism.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely be on the lookout for it.
Okay. And thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Be blessed.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.